So our shared space settles into stillness. And we settle into our places. I'll structure the meditation tonight around the elements of earth and wind and fire and water. So the earth element is the density of the body, it's the weight of the body. And feeling the weight of your torso as it's supported and held by your seat. Taking this one seat as Buddha did on the night of his enlightenment. And then we notice how the seat supports us and holds us. And then the floor of the sanctuary supports our feet. And the whole church, the whole building is supported by the earth. So the earth element of our bodies rests down on the earth. So inviting the body to sink into this support. And inviting it to relax. You might imagine a cord dropping from the heavens, attaching to the crown of your head. And this cord giving just a gentle lift to the central core of your body. So as the body sinks into the support of the seat, there's also this gentle lift through the center of the body. And the shoulders and the arms and the hands and the fingers, they just hang. They just relax into the pull of gravity. So we can rest on earth and be lifted by the sky energy. So as we rest down on earth, we can rest back in the wind element, in the breathing. And feeling the movement of breath through your body. If you invite your awareness into the abdomen, into the belly, the in-breath expands the ribs and the belly expands as well. And with the out-breath, the front and the back ribs release and the belly releases. So the wind brings about this energetic expansion and release. Let your body ride on the wind of the breath. And when we surrender control, the breathing takes care of itself. And we allow the breath to be just the way it wants to be. And we can be intimate with just this in-breath, just this next one. And intimate with the out-breath. And intimate with the pause between the breaths. So we rest down on earth and rest back into the breath, into the wind element. And then there's the fire element, which is the sense of vitality in the body. And if we drop our attention into our hands and fingers, we can feel this vital warmth. It manifests as tingles and pulses and sparkles of sensation. And if we become intimate with this warmth, this fire element, it's actually all around the periphery of our body. the tingle of aliveness is always there. It's just often in the background of consciousness. So there's earth and wind and fire. And finally there's the water element, which is the flow of consciousness itself. Objects float on consciousness, in consciousness. Sensations and thoughts. Memory and desire. All manner of feelings. And they float on the tides of awareness. Like boats floating on water. And with the water element, we're invited to be aware of being aware. To look at the awareness that holds earth and wind and fire. And that knows them all. So we'll share a bit of silence.